Let's see. 2010 in review.
Well, I mean, this is kind of like, if we can, my topic was going to be a news item that was in 2010.
Oh, okay, let's hear it.
WikiLeaks.
Oh, that's a big 2010 one right there.
Have you any thoughts on the WikiLeaks? I mean, because there's so many ins and outs.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I mean, it's espionage, truth.
This is a complicated case.
Whether or not he was justified, whether he's being, I mean, right now he's currently in jail,
lots of outs.
Or at least he's in a parole, like house arrest. Is that related? Is the things that they found and showed to the world worth what he did? Does it justify his cause? Mm-hmm. What would justify it? Thoughts?
Okay. I think... Here are my thoughts.
Here we go.
I like WikiLeaks. I think that... especially if it uncovers, you know... bad things that governments are doing and keeping secret.
But do they have to be... Because so far, I haven't heard really anything worthy necessarily of what he did. Like, I mean, I don't think anything illegal happened. Like,
well,
I mean,
there were things about the war, about, you know, like, civilian deaths and stuff like that that were covered up and that sort of thing.
I guess you're right. I guess I was thinking in the very latest, the cables that they released. I guess there were a couple things about, like, the documents and the footage.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was the footage of that... I think it was like a Cherokee or some sort of Apache helicopter,
mm-hmm.
that was like, that gunned down some journalists or whatever, and it showed like the full 45-minute, you know, time frame of that happening. And I think you're right, that was bad.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, I guess what I was thinking about most recently was like, they really did an onslaught of information that was just like these cables that were sent between embassies and sort of like top secret like information. But it wasn't really like blowing the lid off anything. It was sort of like, oh, by the way, Silvio Berlusconi, the Prime Minister of Italy, likes to have parties.
I mean,
parties with like people jumping into pools.
Oh, those kind. Berlusconi. I bet he's like, I remember actually seeing a headline where he said something like, oh, I've never been to a wild party or anything like that. But he just looks like the kind of guy. He looks like the Italian Jack Nicholson.
I mean, he's got it from our American point of view. Great name for Silvio Berlusconi. It's like, yeah. You've set some cabins on fire. Come on.
But I guess overall, in review, WikiLeaks, I think as long as they don't release things that put people in physical danger, then I'm for it. I'm for transparency. In government, and I'm against cover-ups.
But you don't think that governments should have, or are allowed to have, some secrets?
I think, of course governments should have, you know, some secrets. You need to, I don't know, you're researching some...
But it seemed like some of this stuff was like that, right? I mean, it was just like, well, I think one of them were really petty. It was like sort of the personal habits of Muammar Gaddafi. Right, and he apparently had some sort of nanny or nurse or something like that. That was like a little more than a nanny nurse. You know, it was like not really necessary to like tell people about. At the same time, it's like, why is the United States government researching this? But at the same time, it's like, you also want to know. On the third hand, you kind of want to know. Well, you want to know that this guy has a penchant for these kind of things. You want to know what his psychological mindset is.
What exactly
I guess.
Was he doing?
I think he has some sort of like live-in nurse. Who does a little more than living in.
She has sex with him.
Well, I don't know about that. But she's like, it's like, I don't think she's from Libya. I think she's like Estonian or something like that. Like, it doesn't seem like you need an Estonian nurse.
Luchenka.
And I might be getting the nation wrong. I apologize for the facts, but I just...
None of these are actual facts. These are misinterpretations of a weekend.
I mean, or like just taking like Silvio Berlusconi. It's like the nature of his like elaborate and lush parties, you know.
Yeah.
It's like, do we really need to know that? Well, I guess you kind of need to know that if you want to like woo him over to like, you know, do some stuff. But
well, I think I guess sort of boiling it down, I think that that information being out there, it doesn't mean that we all have to go read it all. But it means that if someone wants to do the research and put together a story, it's there.
Doesn't it dilute WikiLeaks' purpose if they do that? Shouldn't they really be releasing like damning and like really useful information. Like, look, the government of the United States did this, which is completely wrong. They shouldn't do this.
Yeah, but I think that this, that maybe not is, not is, wow, that maybe is not WikiLeaks' purpose, the way the guy sees it. I think he sees it more as just like an absolute transparency, this flow, like ideally for him, that's what it is. I think there, of course, should be somebody who, you know, is exposing those bad things, but the odds of those bad things happening, if everything is transparent, is much less.
I don't know. It seems like he's diluting his cause. I mean, there's probably so many things that he could expose the United States has done. I mean, we talked about it on the last podcast. We have this organization. We have several organizations that do all sorts of, like, you know, shady and like underworld things, you know. And it's like this, I mean, the Afghanistan war and the Iraq war, just that footage of like that helicopter taking out a reporter, like that is the kind of stuff that like speaks volumes, whereas like 20 cables about like what like type of wine this prime minister likes to drink or what this secretary of state did in terms of like the way she decorated or like they were spying on people, it's like that's the kind of stuff you want to know, like key stuff that you want. You want outrage, don't you? It seems like if he doesn't know that, if he doesn't want that, then he's completely missed the point. He's just annoying.
I think that it's not that you want outrage in exposing these things. I think you want to prevent them, and I think that's sort of.
But you can't outrage. You can't expose them without outrage. I mean, you can't get them to stop without outrage.
Of course, but I think if you were a, I don't know, government operative and you knew that your odds of covering up this thing that maybe would make your life easier or something like that but was highly morally questionable and possibly illegal, basically I think it's sort of like oversight.
But that goes back to the question of should our governments allowed to do these things? I mean, is that
no of course not, right? They're not. I mean, maybe we're talking about different things.
I mean, are they allowed to, like, keep tabs on what other prime ministers and other heads of state do?
Oh, well, I mean, that's what people are doing. I don't know. That's a question that needs to be decided, right? But this brings that issue into the forefront.
It just seems like he should be focusing on the most important and most damning and egregious transgressions.
Well, I think when there are those, they do focus on them, right? Like, and
so does that mean that because we saw so little of it in the last release that there isn't much left?
I don't know. I mean, like I think that those people that do the WikiLeaks, like him and his, I don't know, team of three or whatever, they screen the stuff so to make sure that like it doesn't give away, I don't know, positions of troops or something like that.
I don't know. I mean, I'm kind of for it, but at the same time, I don't think he's going about it the right way. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it seems like he should be really focusing on stuff that like was very wrong or very serious.
Well, that's what traditional reporters try and do, right?
But they don't do that anymore. I mean, that's just sort of like that's not the way the world works anymore. Information is so hidden away that you need somebody to sort of leak it out. It seems like, right?
Isn't that what WikiLeaks does? It puts all the
information out. They're not filtering. I mean, reporters usually filter, and that's part of that's why people are so angry with the quote mainstream media, because it's like they're filtering or telling a narrative, right? Whereas this guy's just telling the facts.
Yeah.
But if you overwhelm people with, on the other hand, if you overwhelm people with the facts, then it's like it just gets lost in the noise.
Well, but I think it's better to have the facts there, so people can then start filtering the facts and put together a story. You know, if of course you're going to want to have some filter after WikiLeaks sifting through, but that will develop. You know, you want to have somebody put together the big story, like you're saying, to expose something, you know, if there's something to be exposed. But what will help that happen is having all those facts just pouring out. I think, in terms of transparency, it's very good. I think the guy himself, possibly questionable. I'm not sure if the sex charges were trumped up or if they're real. If they're real, he should go, you know, do his time or whatever.
And that's a pretty interesting development, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
It's like, of course you're going to like, oh, all of a sudden he is now accused of this crime.
Yeah, it's sort of like Wag the Dog.
Yeah.
But at the same time, maybe he did do those things. He seems like kind of a strange fellow. and so he should pay the price for that.
Yeah.
If so. Yeah. I don't know.
There you go.
That's WikiLeaks for you, people. Check it out. I guess there are all these mirror sites up.
Well, that's
they took down WikiLeaks.
You know, it's sort of the next development in this sort of thing. It's like the internet has become this war zone now, it seems like. You know, it's like really, it's becoming sort of the news. Now, when you read it, is like sort of the future headlines that you would think would have thought about 10 years ago. It's like, you know, Judgment Day almost, where the battles are done on the internet. You know, like there's literally cyber attacks, right? Like literally people are attacking different websites on behalf of other websites.
Yeah.
It's becoming sort of this cyber warfare place.
Yeah.
You know, we're doing all these denial of service attacks on MasterCard or like Amazon, although those are so large that it's difficult to take them down.
Yeah.
But like people are really getting involved and like using their hacking skill, which is like, is this 1983? Like, are we, what's going on? Like, who, what really bad science fiction book am I reading or watching? You know, what movie am I watching?
Did you read 1984?
No, I meant like Tron or like.
Oh, okay.
Although I don't know when that came out, but
I don't know. All right. Well, I guess we'll call it there then. This has been the Irregular Search for Truth. I hope you found some. Write in with hate mail or suggestions or questions at irregularsearchfortruth@gmail.com.